Let's go next to Bill in New York. Bill, you're on the Ask the Law program with RJ and Sergeant Jim Brokaw.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, Bill.
How are you?
Good.
Question. If I come off a 10-hour break and I get dispatched and I got to drive an hour over to the place where I got to get loaded, and they put me at the dock and I end up sitting at the dock for 8 hours, and I'm not allowed to stay at the dock.
Right.
I got to leave after they load me up.
Right.
Does that stop my 14 hours, the 8 hours, and then I can start driving again?
The only way to stop the 14-hour clock is to go to the sleeper berth for at least 8 hours.
Right. If I went to the sleeper berth for eight hours.
Eight consecutive
while
hours.
While I was getting loaded.
You could restart.
Does that stop? I can start my clock, but
that'll stop
my hour driving.
It'll stop the 14-hour clock for that 8-hour period. Those 8 hours of sleeper berth are not included in that 14-hour period.
So I still have 9 hours to drive or 10 hours to drive after driving an hour to get there?
You drove 1 hour. You'd have 10 hours more, but you'd have to really look to see your 14-hour clock now. You'll have 1 hour towards it. And then you wouldn't count that 8-hour sleeper break. But
right,
the other thing
okay.
you need to watch for now is since you've gone into that mode, you're going to need to be sure to take a 2-hour break later before you reach your 14th hour or you reach the 11th hour.
Right. Well, what I ended up doing was I ended up getting to the delivering, and I took a full 10 off.
Okay.
So that's good to do that then.
So he's good to go?
If you can go to the sleeper berth and be undisturbed for the 8 hours, yeah.
That'll restart it.
Sleeper.
Right. All right, so that if I'm in the sleeper berth for 8 hours while I'm getting loaded, that stops my clock, and I still got, as long as I don't go over 14, I still got my hours to drive.
Yes.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
All right. Very good, Bill. Thanks.